aren't we in the middle of a series of miracles? So we are watching miracles. We know what it is all about. It's about daburi, means about precision. But there is something else about it. We are hearing some very special trick for a very special fellow. And up to here, we did what? The miracle, the first thing we saw was invisibility of this miracle for everyone. Means the miracle happens, but only the chosen person could see it. The normal people, they don't. And that's one of the wonder dimensions of this stuff we are looking for. That's the first thing about the miracle. The second thing was what? Was transformation. Suddenly the light becomes a tree. Suddenly a tree becomes a person. Means what? It should mean something. We talked about it. Okay, when we are listening to Rumi, reading the paragraph, we are listening to something which sometimes is not even exactly what the title means, because title will say something. Rumi will say one or two verses of that and will jump somewhere else and will say something else. So we are looking at this at two levels, right? At the same time. What is the subject? What is he talking about? And how he's presenting it to us? It started with what? Everything started with explanation of special people. So the subject is a guy with the highest appetite to learn. Means it would be the best role model for all of us, right? We are studying this, and this is the guy that is always looking at it. This is a guy who doesn't belong to anywhere, is free from physical attachment. He tries to run away from it, right? This is the guy. Then the miracle. The light is out there. Right? He explained this. Then he came back to it. Defended the guy somehow that, okay, I said he had an extreme appetite. This is the only field that even the extreme appetite is not extreme, because it needs all your appetite, really. So this is not what the problem is. Then he went to talk about some conversation between Moses and Khudr, to say, listen, even over there you could learn. Learning is a never-ending stuff, right? And this is the book of learning, right? We are trying to enrich ourselves. He said, okay, look at this stuff. Even Moses needs a teacher. Because here, teacher is not only teacher. Is your savior, really. Why? He is the fellow who could save you from your loneliness. Being that me, remember, that doesn't want to come out, wants to be unique, wants to be that one, me. The teacher, by existing there, will eliminate that stuff. You don't think me. When do you think? when you want to do something, right? When you want to do something, you think, what shall I do? When you have a teacher, you never say that, do you? You will also always ask, what would my teacher say? Even if the teacher is not there, what would my teacher say? So you start to think the way he or she will approach it. It will change the lens for you. That's what the point is. So he made that point clear, that listen, when I say the guy wants to learn more and more, that's a fact, because learning has no ending. Because learning by itself is something. Remember, I'm talking about a prophet, not every prophet, the only one who talked to God. That guy was kicked out by a teacher. Why? Do you remember? Any one of you?
Yes, questions.
So my thought, my beliefs, I want to understand it, I have to see it. What I see is not correct. This is what happened. Three times the teacher will do something, he will object it. Forgetting that, in this path, you don't talk. You don't even ask the question. We talked about it. Because when you want to put it in a question, you put it in a concept. And that concept is wrong. Because question should start with doubt. Doubt is the concept that here we don't approach. Because we are talking about something which is not quantity more or less. We're talking about that quality, remember? So he emphasized on that. Then he came back to Daguri. What happened to Daguri? Again, Daguri explained everything and started to narrate. The narration was like this, that one day I was walking with all the passionate and enthusiasm to see that light and that stuff, because I wanted to see an ocean in a droplet. Remember this? This was the last word that he was saying. He said, I want to see that breath. Then the vision comes in answer to that need, right? What happened? The first thing is light. Seven of them. Quantity is there. Do you remember? Then, transformation. Seven light became one. Means all seven stages that we are talking about, remember? It starts with yearning, really, then love, and wisdom, and so on and so on. All of them are one. Right? The light is one. The light is a single moment. We know how it happens. We don't know why, but we know how. Because we have observed it. We are following the people who have experienced this. And they will say what? They say, do you remember? Rumi explained, he said, this is not something that you know and next day you know better, and then you know better and better. It's not like that. It's like you're blind, then in one single moment, your eyes will open, and that's it. It's not that your eye will open and after a couple of hours, it will fade away, then suddenly you're... It's not like that, because you're... Vision will be formed. You will have a formed way of looking at this universe, which is not my way. It's the way of this universe. That's what I want to understand. So, It is not the light coming and going, becoming one, becoming seven, to say what? To say that when we are talking about light, light is light. We cannot say seven candles are brighter than one candle. That, in reality, physically, yes, that's a quantity. But in quality, one light is enough to illuminate everything. That's what it is. Then, those lights became people. Means the light of knowing, the light of wisdom suddenly appeared in a human being. Means it got an embodiment. Let's see that light in the people, because there are illuminated people around us. We could see them, but we don't, because we are blind right at the beginning. When you open your eyes, first is the light, then is a human being. No, a man. Do you remember? Man is not the human being. When we talk about the human being, which part are we pointing at? Both. There is an animal here, and there is a human. There is physical body here, mixture of dirt and water, the clay. And there is the breath here, right? Which one are you looking at? Embodiment is that. That embodiment is not a man anymore. It's not even the breath. It's the light. Because whatever we are talking about is that illumination of knowing. Knowledge, remember, that's what we are talking about. Not scientific knowledge. Not pure essence of knowledge. That's what we are talking about. And when a human being is enlightened, he becomes the light, because that's all it is. Then, let's go back and learn the last lesson from Moses. What is the last lesson of Moses? You should be qualified to be accepted by these teachers. How? By getting rid of me. And the story you're listening to, you remember how it ends? This Dagogi will feel me. Suddenly, by that vision of looking at that ship, which is in the tempest, my passion, my feeling, oh, save them, because I don't like to see that. There is something that is happening, right? It's not happening in front of me. It's happening in an ocean. Then doesn't that make irrelevant my personal feeling? He does that, right? Exactly like Moses did, was kicked out. This fellow will be kicked out here, remember, right? He does the same mistake. Rumi brings it out and say, then, okay, let me tell you something about this man. Do you remember the paragraph that suddenly the candles became seven men? Do you remember it? No, don't look at it. Do you remember it? It was only two verses. This main subject that we could talk days upon days on this, that remember when we say Shams, we don't mean that fellow. We mean the sun in the sky. Because that fellow is the sun in the sky. Because he is enlightened, he is the light. This is the human form of that light, okay? Only two verses. Jumping to the next, because suddenly you like the idea of a human being. And I said, I'm talking about